Hey guys, Reverend Jess here. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and also rate and review on all your favorite podcast apps because it helps the show get seen and it helps us build the congregation of the Church Absurd. Thanks for your time. Enjoy the show.
Looking to expand your playlist? Well, Fat Lulz Radio has got you covered. Lose your religion with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam over on the Church Absurd. Hear nerd culture get dissected on the Fickle Fanboy with RPM. Get drunk at the round table with the designated drinkers. Hear solid and interesting interviews on Unseriously Serious. Do you want to get involved? Send your rant over to the League of Infuriated Nerds. Also, check out the Fat Lulz Radio Associated shows. Get your Not Safe for Work Talk Radio Fix on the Robin Slim Show. Get some life advice from Jerry and Cal on From to Bottom. All of these shows and more await you at Fat Lulz Radio. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, and various podcast apps, as well as our website, fatlulzradio.us, HTTP, not HTTPS. We hope you enjoy the smorgasbord of shows we have prepared for you. Fat Lulz Radio, stuff full of entertainment.
This is Tarzan.
And I am Pound Sign.
And we are the P-Bros from Pee on the Pods. You're listening to the Church Absurd on Fat Lulz Radio.
You're welcome.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
You need to shut the fuck up.
You feel blame?
Smoke weed.
Are you mad? You feel like Wolf Bob Rabbit? Get ready.
Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the 32nd episode of the Church Absurd. I'm your host, Reverend Jess, joined by
Deacon Sam
and Cardinal Chris.
That's right, fuckers. We're back. We're here. We're queer. Get used to it. How was your week, Sam?
Oh,
came to a good head.
Straight to the balls.
Straight to the balls, right up the shaft, and right there at the head.
Right on.
No, I'm now going to be a traveling person, so that's always fun.
As opposed to, like, a stationary person.
As opposed to a stationary person in a very ass-backwards part of Eastern Kentucky.
Yeah, so now you'll be going to other ass-backwards parts of Eastern Kentucky.
And also the bigger cities.
The bigger cities.
But to the listeners that know what town I'm talking about, you're the good ones. Everyone else sucks.
Basically, just tell them, eat a dick.
Yeah, basically.
The listeners are the good ones. Everybody else, eat a whole bag of dicks.
Gummy dicks.
Available
through the eat a bag
of dicks. And pay for your gas before you pump it, you fuckholes.
Agreed.
Well, if they're like you, they'll do that, then fucking forget you prepaid.
No, they do that. And then somebody else pulls up and pumps, and is just like, fuck this, I'm taking off. And they get that gas money, and someone calls later, do I leave $20 in gas? I don't fucking know.
Right. It's not my job to know.
Yeah, we would know if everybody prepaid for gas. It's like fucking vaccinations. They only work when everybody does them.
Yeah, exactly. And like the worst part is like when they come up, you know, they come through the door and they start harassing you, and you just gotta look at them and say,
get away from the door, nigga.
Oh, new soundbite. Yeah. Never, not going to get old anytime soon.
Chris, how was your week?
Same
I don't
old,
fucking
same
care.
Old. Still fucking sucks working at the Subway, but I am kind of addicted to the new Phantom Pain.
Well, I mean, it's not new, but it's new for you, yeah. Yeah, so Sam is the only person at this table who hasn't played Phantom Pain.
Nope.
He really needs to, because God, is it a fun game.
By the
Suck
way,
a dick. But yeah, my week, I had a really bad fucking weekend, but it is what it is. I'm glad it's over. I'm glad I'm here with you faggots, and you know, and we're here doing.
I'm glad I'm on vacation.
He's glad we're faggots. Is this making him a faggot by association?
It's only gay because he's the one getting his dick sucked by a man.
No, I'm. That's the thing. I'm.
I don't know what y'all do on weekends. Is that why you had a bad weekend?
You guys know the Westboro Baptist Church?
No.
The God hates fags people.
Oh,
yeah.
Are they around here?
No, they're from Kansas. But
Kansas, yeah. Obviously.
but no, they
fuck Kansas.
Anybody who supports like any who they view as fags, they call fag enablers. Which I mean, I would have that on a business card.
I would. Like, hi, Deacon Sam, fag enabler. What can I do for you today?
Professional idiot and part-time fag enabler.
I'm a full-time fag enabler.
I am a prison guard and a fag enabler.
That's just sodomy.
That's rape.
You know, it used to be.
Not anymore.
All right, folks. Speaking of fag enabling, we are going to talk about cryptids. It's time for Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
Unholy Beasts and Blasphemous Theories.
If you've never listened to the show before, this is where we talk about cryptids, conspiracy theories, ghosts, all types of shit that get the mind moving. And we're talking about something interesting today, something that's fucking real, dude. Something fucking real. It's fucking real.
It's fucking real.
You know, it used to be real, but not anymore. No, it's still real. We are talking about the fucking, the Catman of Greenwich.
Oh.
It's fucking bizarre. This is like, so the story behind this, right? It's been a fucking legend in Greenwich, Scotland for fucking years. Everybody's like always talking about the Catman. But it turns out this fucking thing's real. However, it's got some conspiracy with it, too. So, why not? Every town has its local legends, stories of mysterious creatures that become the fodder for whispered conversations around campfires or bar stools. Some, like the legend of the Jersey Devil, gain nationwide attention, while other tales, such as that of the Burlington Boogeyman, rarely leave the communities of their origin. One such local legend has long been a secret held by the town of Greenwich, Scotland, the mysterious rat-eating Catman. Are you guys interested?
So it's just a retarded dude that eats rats.
Are you interested?
Runs around meowing at people.
Why does it sound familiar? Similar to one of your previous episodes, the Rat Man.
Well, I mean, that was the Rat Man of Southend.
I know, but I'm talking about...
We had the Rat Man, now we have the Cat Man.
Yeah. Is he going to eat the Rat Man?
Yes.
No, he eats rats, yes. So I would assume. We need to do like a Marvel DC kind of
DC cinematic universe.
Nah, fucking like on YouTube, Screw Attack Death Battle, right. Need to do it.
Alright, so the scenic fishing town of Greenwich, just 25 miles west of Glasgow, prides itself on its rich maritime history, its spot among Scotland's top 50 walking trails, and its beautifully restored Victorian buildings. In fact, it's long been considered one of the most lovely towns in the country. Some of their residents have even gone as far as quoting it as saying,
"Do like how I feel it." Fuck.
But when the sun sets and night has descended upon its shores, the residents of Greenwich know that something is creeping in the darkness, watching them silently as they hurry back to their homes.
It just eats rats.
It's Kanye.
Is that the Ye Nakladoshi?
Yeah. It's for many years, the only evidence of the Catman were secondhand tales of glowing eyes in the darkness, or a friend who swears he had seen the black figure crawl out of a drainage pipe, a dying rat dangling from its jaws. To some, the Catman was a cryptozoological beast, the last of its kind living on the edges of society. And to others, the legend of the Catman was the work of local pranksters, intent on scaring the drunks stumbling out of the pub at night. Even the police, who were often fielded reports about Catman sightings, were unsure what to make of the stories. Then in the late 2000s, a pixelated video captured on a cell phone changed all that. The Catman was real. Let's take a look at this fucking stupid-ass video. It's filmed, filled on a fucking potato, for sure.
Why is it everything captured about cryptids is pixelated as fuck? Looks like a motherfucker wearing blackface.
It'd be a food for you. So, this fucking thing, right? The clip showed that the Catman wasn't some sort of undiscovered monster, but a human after all. After the cameraman spoke to him, Catman lifted a dead rat to his face, black with soot and dirt, and bit into it, the disturbing images somehow disarmed by Catman's gleeful thumbs-up gesture. As you can imagine, the video was passed around between the youth of Greenwich, becoming the hot topic of local discussion before being uploaded to the internet, where it quickly became the talk of message boards and email chains. The Greenwich Social Work Department even took notice of the video, telling the local papers that they had sent one of their caseworkers out searching for him, though they wound up empty-handed. I mean, there he is again. No one is quite sure how long the Catman has been lurking the alleys and tunnels of Greenwich, but some of the earliest reports date back to the mid-70s. Some said that he was a Russian sailor that had been stranded in Scotland, forced to live off the streets. Others claim he was the victim of a mob beating that had broken his legs and left him in hiding. Some reports stated that Catman was a crazed escapee from a local mental institution, but then they realized that it was just normal population of Scotland. Despite the wildly varying backgrounds, a few details always remain the same. Catman always crawled, rarely spoke, and was always eating rats.
Come on, it's definitely real. He gave me hell of a fright. The first time I saw him, I was getting dark. All I saw were his eyes. His face was totally black, like in the video. He lights goes to my apartment in the bushes behind the fence, pointing at cat meat that was left for cats, asking me to pass through the fence. I think he was scared to go on the path for it. I used to go buy donor kebabs for him when coming home from dancing. He hasn't been seen in ages now since the council put corrugated iron up so he couldn't be fed. He's definitely real, not a myth. Heard young boys give him a heavy kicking. Young Neds and Grenick are evil. So that's the cat man. What do you think?
Well, it's Scotland, so he's obviously drunk. But it's a little more Scotland than Scotland normally is. So I'm willing to say there's a dash of retardation.
And heroin.
And heroin. Yeah, heroin's really making its waves over there, too.
It's fucking great, though, isn't it?
It's just someone on meth.
Yeah.
But, like, that's the thing. He always crawls around. I've never seen him on, like, two legs. It's always been crawling around and shit.
He's fucking disabled.
You're disabled.
In many, many ways.
Okay, yeah.
Mentally. You get the plaque and everything. But yeah, so the Catman of fucking Greg. What are your thoughts? Seriously, give me your thoughts. Isn't it great?
Yeah, it's odd. Yeah. It's an odd one.
It's dude. Great that it's real.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah, it's nice to see that it's actually a thing.
Yeah.
Some dude in Scotland is crawling around eating rats.
You know, I've been leaving rats for him. Finding the rats half peeled. From their head to their assholes, they're just completely peeled. Now, the cat man doesn't eat bananas, okay? He either smashes them or eats them whole, you know?
Oh, man. All right, moving on. Let's talk about sex, baby. No.
No.
Let's talk about...
I don't want to talk about sex with him.
Let's talk about Tupac being alive.
Okay.
So Suge Knight's son posted Tupac is alive with this photo evidence, and the internet is losing it right now. After updating us in 2017 on the unfortunate and current state of his father, Suge Knight, amid his recently commenced murder trial, Suge Knight Jr. is ready to tell it all. At the time, the 22-year-old son of the former Death Row Records leader resolved one of hip-hop's oldest universal rumors that his father orchestrated the death of fallen West Coast legend Tupac Shakur. Suge Jr. insisted that not only did his father take a bullet during the shooting attack on Pac while they were in the car together during that fateful night of 1996, but he also slumped into depression after Pac's death. However, in 2018, Suge Jr. That's not his real name. That can't be his real fucking name, is it?
It is.
This is the only thing you're focusing on.
What did Frank Zappa name his kids?
Amit, Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Diva Muffin.
Okay, yeah, so Suge Jr.'s not too out there, because that was a white guy that did that. Black people name their kids shit like they can't afford, like Diamond or Ferrari or health insurance or...
When Sister Blazit was working at a buybacks in Cleveland, someone came in with like, because you had to give your ID whenever you fucking sold shit to them.
Yeah.
And someone came in with an ID that said, expensive, unique. And she goes, is that seriously your name? And the woman looked at her and goes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Worked with a girl named Classy. We asked her if it was short for classical, and she was not amused.
Yeah. All right. So in 2018, Suge Jr. has a new revelation regarding the rapper's life and death, and as some rap conspiracists have argued for 22 years, he's shockingly claiming that the latter never even happened. In a series of Instagram posts, Suge Knight Jr. started off by spelling it out clear as day. Tupac is alive. Fearing for the consequences of his claim, he also posted a screenshot from a harrowing text message he received. He receives this message that says, you said too much, time for you to go. And he said, the truth will be out, and I will not, and I'm not going anywhere, with a middle finger emoji.
But it doesn't show who it's from.
Of course. It's on iMessage. Suge even went so far as to post allegedly recent photos of other music legends posed with Pac, including 50 Cent and Beyonce. So there's him with 50 Cent. If I scroll down, if it will fucking let me, because of the goddamn ads on this fucking website. And there's him with Beyonce. He never left us. They'll be after me soon. Shaking my head. For y'all, though, keep it 100. For those questioning his sanity, he assured that he wasn't under the influence while making the claims either. He said, I'm not on drugs.
Liar.
I saw what I saw, and they saw me. I'm safe, and just know it. It was self-defense. Killuminati.
Hashtag Killuminati.
Just know they've been trying to destroy powerful names and legacies. I saw what I saw, and they saw me. Keep it 100, yo. And apparently the internet's fucking flipping out. So apparently it's all been one fucking cover-up, and they're saying that he's, like, living in some sort of foreign country. So do you think Tupac is alive?
I don't fucking care.
You know, you don't have California love, and that's a shame.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of fucking hippie faggots out there.
I don't think Tupac was a hippie
faggot. Bunch of slack-jawed faggots need to throw in some Red Man. Make you a sexual goddamn Tyrannosaurus.
What the fuck? All right, Chris, your thoughts. Is Tupac alive?
They don't even sell Chawbacker out there.
They don't.
Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
I mean, I'm sure they sell it in, like, Bakersfield.
Kids, this is why you don't do meth.
Chris, what are your thoughts?
Shut the fuck up, Chris.
Fuck you. I'm with Sam on this one. Who fucking cares?
I think it's
if he's alive, then why is his girl, that was his girl at the time of his death, been trying to sell his dick pics and shit to get more money? Because she's probably, you know, useless and can't work.
Oh. I mean,
why doesn't he just pay the bitch off? Oh, wait, no.
Maybe he already has.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably.
What? Here's my question. How does she have dick pics? Like, are they Polaroids?
Yeah. Just going through a shoebox of photos.
They gotta be Polaroids.
Tupac's dick pic. Wonder how much I can get for this on the internet.
It's like she's got a family album.
I think she was trying to charge like $7,000 for it.
And joke's on her.
I hear $7,000. Do I hear $7,000? Do I hear $8,000?
You know how much George Zimmerman sold the gun he shot with?
$6.66.
About $500,000.
Did Hulk Hogan buy it?
I don't know. But he apparently started making, like, you know, American flag artwork and shit like that after that too, and people are buying it. For, like, shitloads of money.
I mean, people buy the paintings of John Wayne Gacy, too. So.
No, I know. I'm just saying. It's just funny. Like, this guy shoots a little black kid. A Mexican shoots a little black kid. And now he's a fucking famous artist without having to die first, though.
I still think it's funny, the joke's on her. She's going through all those, found the Polaroids of a black dick. It's just her father's dick from when she was younger.
Aww.
Is that saying it?
You know, you may think that joke was appropriate, but not anymore.
Oh, that's right. In today's day and age, her father wasn't there.
You may think that joke, you may think that joke was appropriate, but not anymore.
I was talking with my grandma and my wife. My grandma was like, you know, I'm okay with people being gay, just not my kids and not my grandkids. And, you know, I don't want them marrying interracially either. You know, I don't want any of them to marry him. She said, her words were, I don't want any of my family to marry a Negro or African American or whatever you want to call them these days. And I was just like, okay, Grandma, it's not the 50s anymore. Let's calm down.
God damn it. All right. Speaking of taking it to a racial place,
I still
editing space.
Basically, you're not making my life any easier right now.
I still think we should coin the term porch monkeys to bring it back.
Kevin Smith already did that in Clerks 2.
Yeah, that's where I got that from.
If you're gonna steal jokes, make sure you don't steal jokes from something I literally have sitting in my shelf,
which is everything.
Yeah. All right. Well,
if he goes by that, we just can't talk.
Yeah, you might as well just, or you could just come up with original material. It's not that hard.
I'm not that bright. I can't come up with shit.
All right. Well, it's spooky story time. That's right, folks. It's spooky story time. This is where we look at bad creepypastas and make fun of them. So, time to get spooky.
Are they just calling them bad pastas now instead of troll pastas?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Well, I mean, troll pastas are intentionally bad. Bad pasta is like
this one. Someone actually trying and just fucking terrible. Yeah, just
terrible.
I didn't know they switched it up.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep,
ready.
It is happening from several days. First time I was sitting in the living room reading a book when I heard a noise outside my window. When I looked up, there was nothing there. I got up to check it out. I looked out my window. And I saw shoe prints coming on others getting away. So I realized that someone was there. That he was probably spying on me. I spent the rest of my day in a subtle disquiet. My nothing else happens. The next day, I'd almost completely forget about all of it. But while I was washing my teeth, I noticed that the light in my restroom suddenly grew dim, as if a cloud was passed in front of the sun, or like someone was at my window. And I was paralyzed, spelled wrong, by fear. I checked my mirror to try and spot what was blocking the sunlight without turning, to not let the mysterious stalker that I noticed his presence. But I only managed to spot something black. And I began to slowly turn my head. Sam, don't say a fucking word at the black thing. When I was halfway through, I looked at the window in an instant to catch him by surprise, but he disappeared in a second. I hastily shut my window and stood there, catching my breath. And then I got out to check things out, but no one was there except for the shoe prints. Thanks to a relative of mine who works at a police station, I managed to obtain to place my house under police observation for 3 days. However, since nothing happened, the police halted the observation and the commissioner suggested me to see a psychiatrist. At first, I thought he was right, but that very same night, I saw a shadow in the dark outside my window trying to get in my bedroom. When I was about to fall asleep, I remained in bed holding my breath in terror. The shadow got in and began to search through my drawers, ignoring that I was fully awake. He was about to open the bedroom door to probably check the other rooms, but I accidentally pushed over the bottle of water I keep on my night table, and he fled. I called the police, but they didn't listen to me. I went back to bed thinking of what to do, but shortly after I heard noises outside my front door. I got up with a heart racing, and I went to check outside through the peephole. In the dim light of one of my garden lamps, I saw a strangely proportioned shape out of my door, fumbling with the lock. Although I was in fear, I beat on my door, and the odd shape ran away. I looked at him, and I said,
"Get away from the door, nigga!"
And the odd shape ran away while whirring could be heard. I couldn't see his face. Maybe I was lucky. Barely slept at all that night, but I made use of the hours I spent awake thinking of a way to convince everyone I wasn't crazy. I needed proof. The morning after, I asked a friend of mine to lend me his camera. He told me that I could only keep it until the next morning, as he was going on a holiday and needed to make movies of his vacation. I told him that one day was more than sufficient. That evening, I lowered all the shutters, placed the camera outside pointing on my front door, switched it on, programmed it to take a picture every 30 seconds, and went to bed. I knew the mysterious guy would try to break into my house since the shutters were lowered. And way past midnight, I heard footsteps around my house, but I was very sleepy, and shortly after, I fell asleep for good. The morning after, I got up and checked the camera, trembling. Here's one of the photos that the camera took. Yeah, I'm not great when it comes to cameras, or maybe it was because I was nervous, but I forgot to remove the lens cap, and my friend took it with him, like we agreed. If he could lend me it again after only a week, unfortunately. 7 more days of distress, which I thought I would never see the end, barricaded in my own house. With the doors locked and the windows closed and every shutter lowered most of the time, I could still feel the unwanted presence outside my house, though, due to the odd noises I could hear. There was a moment when I thought that I would gladly give away my priceless jewelry collection if it could help me get rid of the being, or at least know who it was or what it was. The week had passed, though, and my friend was so kind to lend me his camera again, even if he doesn't believe a word I say. Yesterday evening, I set it up exactly like I did the first time, and then the lack of sleep won over the anxiety. I fell sound asleep, and now here I am with the camera in my hand, one step from finally knowing who it is, the one that stalks me, but I'm too scared to watch. Can you look and tell me and see what in the comments? This is one of the camera shots where it isn't just dark. Wait for it to load. Here it is.
God damn it.
So who is it?
Fucking troll pasta bullshit.
Who was phone? So what do you think, guys? Pretty scary, huh?
Fuck you.
All right, folks. Well, we are going to be right back on the Church Absurd. Falsco has an ad. And what do you know? It's an ad for Pee on the Pods. We'll be right back on the Church Absurd.
Hey, pound sign.
Yeah, Tarzan.
What's the deal with all these podcasts these days?
You know, what is going on?
There's a bunch of crap out there. I'm tired of it.
And these guys can't edit their way out of a wet paper bag.
I mean, we're talking the artwork.
It looks like a 4-year-old drew it while having a stroke.
We're talking the content, the humor. It's time to take action.
In a world of chaos and a time of darkness.
What's that movie trailer guy?
There is a secret that men have sought since the beginning of time.
From the P-Bros. The creators of the Next Move podcast and the P-Bros Edge, taking on the challenge of fixing the podcasting world one pod at a time.
Join the P-Bros on Pee on the Pods.
And we are back to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and some idiot. you know what? I used to think that joke was appropriate.
But not anymore.
All right, folks, it's time for everyone's favorite segment.
Rape!
Up,
that's right, folks. It's time for Why That's Fucked Up. This is where we look at fucked up shit and make fun of it.
Like his weird ass, pasty ass nipples.
Yeah.
pasty.
First on Why That's Fucked Up, Sam's nipples.
Maybe this one's getting a little hard, a little stiff.
Right? It's just that's not normal.
You all last week took the fucking shock collars to your nipples and you were like, oh, that's really good.
We didn't say that was good. We said that was weird.
You said it with a little bit of enthusiasm.
I didn't say it was good. I said it was weird and interesting.
Well, speaking of nipples, let's talk about rape. John Wayne Gacy.
Okay.
So
are we going to talk about his nipple belt?
No, that's Dahmer. Fuck.
Dahmer. No, it wasn't.
Who the fuck was it then?
It was Ed Gein, fucking retard.
He had a belt made out of nipples?
Yeah. Yes, learn your murderers.
Fucking metal. Fucking metal.
I don't think that's something people say in normal conversation. Learn your murderers.
You fucking beta cuck. Learn your serial killers.
You.
John Wayne Gacy, superfan, confesses to killing own mother. This guy is literally This guy is literally a super fan. Okay, number one, this guy looks like every child molester ever, which is fitting that he's in love with John Wayne Gacy.
Kind of looks like a child molester I know.
He looks like Sam.
I was talking about me when I said child molester. Damn. It's that guy I see every morning when I look in the mirror.
You know, he just looks. I just see him. I just get up, I look in the mirror, and I see him, and I think to myself,
I have a date with a 6-year-old boy.
Oh, man. An Alabama man who idolizes John Wayne Gacy admitted to killing his own mother and burying her under his grandmother's house in a style typical of the notorious serial killer, John Wayne Gacy. Police went to the family's home in Wilmer, Alabama, because of course it's fucking Alabama,
yep.
On Wednesday with a search warrant, and Nathaniel George Sebastian soon copped to the heinous crime. Okay, my mama's under the front porch. Y'all got me. He told the authorities.
God damn.
Wait, that was crack police work. Yeah. According to Captain Paul Birch of the Mobile County Sheriff's Department, 32-year-old confessed to the murder of 60-year-old Susan Mayo after realizing cops were about to look onto the porch.
All I know is I saw Captain Paul Birch and I thought of a tree in an officer outfit.
It's literally like a fucking thing from a movie.
You got me. It's one of the quick mysteries off of Rick and Morty.
It sounds like something off fucking Reno 911. You know what I mean? Like,
all right, you got me. My mama's under the porch.
I'm pretty sure Ron White made a joke exactly like that before.
I'm just saying, like, he just this is what the fucking sheriff said. He just knew he was caught, and he knew what we were going to find. It really was just an unexpected, spontaneous, and unsolicited statement.
And you got to say it in a way that Alabama people will understand. It's Alabama.
He just knew he was caught, and he knew what we were going to find.
And he said, can I go fuck my sister one last time?
And he said, I love you, Jenny.
I think making fun of Forrest Gump is okay.
Not anymore.
Yeah, I set something up.
Police begin.
Yay!
Usually, every time I try to set something up, y'all shoot me down.
Yeah, pretty hard.
Yeah, we give you one every now and then.
Yeah,
Now and then. This is the first one in the 3 episodes I've been on, four episodes. What is it now?
I mean, this is. You've been on since 29, so this would be the third episode. Well, the third official episode. One you were on, like two that were unreleased.
I still haven't listened to the Halloween special all the way through yet.
You're not missing much. It's a lot of The Godfather just mumbling to himself. I just took out all of our shit and just left him in.
So hold on. This bitch was in a 55-gallon drum, buried underground so far it took them 5 hours to dig up the fucking body.
What, didn't he have just a backhoe that he was able
God
to
damn, like, you
it
think
could have
if
been
he,
a backhoe. He said it was underneath his grandma's
If it's underneath
house.
The porch and it's buried that well, he probably could have gotten away with it.
You ain't gonna find nothing. I'm going to tilt for another 5 hours at least. Oh, man. But okay, so 5 hours.
You got me.
The drum contained the body of what appeared to be a female. That's about all we can tell at this point, said Birch. One thing is that he claims to be a big fan of John Gacy, who was a serial killer, and he, in fact, kept bodies of his victims underneath his house. True, but he just shoved him in the crawl space. Like, he didn't fucking bury him. He just, like, fucking put him in the crawl space. And whether that's coincidental or not, that certainly gave some thoughts to leading us there. In December 1978, the Cook County Sheriff's Department in Illinois discovered the body of a 16-year-old boy along with 26 others buried beneath Gacy's home. Up until Sebastian's shocking confession, he repeatedly denied knowing his mother's whereabouts. He is being charged with first-degree murder, abuse of a corpse, and promoting prison contraband.
How the hell did he promote prison contraband?
Authorities say that he had a handmade prison key concealed in his mouth.
Okay. So,
when asked by a reporter if he had anything to say in defense of his horrendous crime, he responded, "I loved my mother." It's like fucking Norman Bates.
Ain't that one of the ways Gacy got caught? Is because he didn't bury the people, so the smell just kind of went everywhere.
Yeah, like that's the thing. He just his house fucking reeked of corpses, and like, you know, people noticed. They just assumed that, you know, because he was a big fat dude with not the best hygiene, that it was just him, and like his house smelled that way. But yeah, like he didn't even try to hide it. Really, at one point he turned his sub pump off. So, like, the bottom of the house just flooded, but, like, all they had to do was turn the fucking pump back on, and the minute it did, like, a fucking arm, like, came up from underneath the water. And
they came up through the toilet.
No. Well, an arm came out from underneath the water, and they were just like, okay, fucking charge him, like, because he's got fucking corpses underneath here. All right, so this guy's being held behind bars in Mobile County Jail without bail. His grandmother was questioned about the his grandmother's still alive. I'm thinking, like, his grandmother's dead or something. She's still alive. She's questioned about the location where Merrill's body was found. It was and released from jail on Thursday morning. Her arraignment hearing, his grandmother's being charged too.
Yep, obstruction of justice.
How is that? If she did she know?
I think that's what they're thinking.
That's fucking ridiculous.
Plus, either way, if they even think that she was involved, they'll charge her with guilty by association type shit.
I'll tell you what, man, that's fucking nuts. But regardless. Moving on, you know, John Wayne Gacy, he messed around with gay dudes, so let's talk about gay dudes who chase bugs.
I watched this on E-Fucked. Have you watched the RoboCop scene yet?
No, not yet.
You'll have to search that next. I'm sorry.
I don't know, I watched the Halo one, it freaked me out a little bit.
I'll watch. What?
Halo parody.
No, I haven't seen that. Just there's a scene, a deleted scene from RoboCop on E-Fucked that y'all have to see.
Welcome back. Now, believe it or not, there are actually some people who want to get the AIDS virus. The name on the street for some of these people is bug chasers, and the virus itself they call the gift.
The gift.
The gift.
The gift.
It's like The Shining.
It's my favorite movie.
it's like The Shining, giving. Except you just die.
Hi, Lloyd. You want to fuck me and give me AIDS? Give me the AIDS, Wendy. Give me the AIDS.
Okay.
I'm just imagining...
here's HIV!
Yeah.
It would make it would give that scene where the fucking dude in the wolf costume blowing the other ghost gives it context, doesn't it?
Yep.
We don't have a disclaimer at the parties. The attorneys have said we probably ought to have. But what we tell the guys is that you just have to assume that everybody here at the party is positive. The last party we had here in the dungeon, we had 167 guys that were here. We probably turned down 50 or 60.
I gotta say, that's actually, even though it's all fetish type shit, but yeah. I gotta say, that many people, that's actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, how big is the dungeon? That's the big question.
Right?
They just packed to the hills.
Yeah, how big of a building is that 167 men can come in there and fuck?
Literally come in there. No.
Sorry. That was funny. It was funny.
No, in all honesty, they're like, I want to make this very clear. We are not kink shaming.
Oh, no. By all means.
However, if you are chasing AIDS, that's a bit fucked up.
Yeah, no. If you're if you were actively trying to get AIDS, kill yourself. Just go ahead and kill
yourself.
They're
trying to. Yeah, before the AIDS does.
Yeah. Kill yourself quicker than the AIDS will.
Yeah. All right.
We all have fantasies about what we'd like to do or like to try, and most of the time in our lives, I don't think we really can. And guys come here, and they can. We have guys here, 21, 22 would be the youngest, and we've got them 70. Just trying to provide a play space for guys to do what guys want to do. Most of us think we're already infected, so what do we have to lose? We can't get HIV again.
Boys will be boys.
All I gotta say is, what the actual fuck? When he said dungeon, I was thinking like some old guy's basement they turned into it.
It's like Dungeons
and
Dragons.
No, that's a full-on like fucking club. That's a full-on fucking porn studio.
Yeah, like that's the thing.
Jesus like, fucking Christ.
Like, people are adamant with their dungeons, man. Like, you can ask George. George Dunn. He was on episode 10, and he talked about when he had to go to an elderly sex dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
And
urethral sounding.
Yeah. Shout out
but
to George.
Still, God. Damn.
Shout out to George Sex Dungeon.
kill yourself.
Fucking kill you.
No, like, send it to you because you made the pun.
Well, I, you know what? George loved my puns. You know?
George comes to his puns.
We call him George Pun.
Just play the goddamn video.
All right.
I was wondering how many more he'd bring.
Picking up at one. I had a whole photo.
Play the video!
I had a whole photo series called George Puns. And it was like George Gunn, George Munn, George Fun, George Sun. It was great.
No wonder he always scarfs about not fucking sleeping. He does that dumb shit. Still saying, you've had too much on your hands if you can do that.
The irony of you making that statement when the only thing you do outside of work is come here.
Ha! Even just on
fucking
that,
loser.
That's only once a week. I just do nothing but game.
There you go.
Because
so,
I don't like shit.
So at least I'm doing something with my life, you fucker.
And we get guides here from the various AIDS organizations that are volunteers or employed by them. And they're not using condoms.
There are also the conversion parties that happen where people advertise to become infected. For many, the virus has become eroticized because they actually see the virus as something special. Where it used to be something very negative, it's now something that defines them or makes them different and allows them to participate in forms of sex that they otherwise could not participate in for fear of getting the virus.
Let's just make something clear. It is not a gift. You know, it is a terrible fucking thing. And yeah. like I get that, you know, it's great that you're able to, you know, have sex with other dudes, you know, that because you don't have to worry about getting infected because you're both being infected. But viewing it that way is kind of...
Yeah, that's a mental health issue.
Yeah, definitely.
After a couple of months of throwing parties at the LA Sex House, I got sick and really sick.
So I went to the doctor and... had all the work done, all the blood test work done. I'm still negative.
Decided to go ahead and throw a conversion party to become HIV positive. Bug Chaser looking for 10 to 15 pos guys for my conversion party this Friday night. I'm scared of not knowing I'm HIV positive than knowing. I'd rather know.
It's just not worth getting yourself all worked up over. If you're going to bareback and you're going to get it, you're going to get it anyways. Why not have fun?
Kimboy has rented the dungeon to have a party tonight. About 150 guys are coming, and they're from his list. He's invited guys, and then we have a list, and we've invited them. And they are coming here for our standard fuck party.
Okay. That escalated quickly.
I gotta say...
No, goddammit, his name's Bill. I'm never gonna look at my dad the same.
We do allow condoms now if guys want to use them. We have no problem. But 100 guys, 120 guys at the party will find two or three condoms the next morning on the floor. That's it.
Well, do you want to see the new equipment and stuff we've got?
We have three portable slings out here in the yard. And the guys love coming out and having sex outdoors. It's really kind of romantic.
Well, we actually call that the fuck pew.
The fuck pew?
Fuck okay. Pew.
Okay, from now on, the
futon... Is this a Catholic church?
From now on, the futon that's going to be... That's in the fat chapel?
The fuck
the
pew.
The fuck pew. And John's going to sit on it when he comes back. And we're going to be like, fucking altar server Jonathan sitting here on the fuck pew.
Yep.
Oh, man. All right. I say we give it a couple more, like, you know, a couple more, you know, tidbits.
Yeah.
Because, like, God, this is disturbing.
It's one of those things where you're not really interested in, but you can't look away.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a car crash. It really is. And like,
no, because
then those I'm interested in a car crash. I'm very interested in a car crash.
All right.
Did it stop?
Made exactly the right height. The little bottom boys can get on it, and the tops do their thing. So we designed it, and it's been pretty popular. And generally, the parties are split between fucking and fisting. And the fisting guys will tend to stay over in this area here. And then the guys over here just... for the fucking, then we'll take care of the
until the cold months, and then they migrate to the outdoors.
I've been in the hospital 3 times whenever we spoke. Since then, I've been in the hospital 2x.
Parties are very popular, and there's no judgments made one way or the other about the type of sex that...
Why the fuck was he hospitalized that many times?
AIDS.
Okay, AIDS or fisting.
That or from fisting.
Because the gynecologist stuck 5 fingers in his ass, no lube.
All right.
Yeah. 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 All right. I'm calling it on this video. Yeah. Wow.
Go.
All right. Now, moving on, it is time for... I mean, let's be honest. It's time to fucking cringe. It's time to fucking cringe.
I thought we just did that.
You want to cringe with me, boys?
That's right, folks. It is the Cringe Corner. This is where we look at cringy shit and try not to cringe, but we always fucking do because that's...
We are adults.
That's what we've decided to do with our lives.
Yep. Yeah. This is where we're at.
God damn it. Let's just kill each other. Let's talk about feminists. God. And let's talk about Tumblr feminists and...
Dick Doc.
Basically, this woman was famous, if you watch iDubbbz TV on YouTube, she was famous for making the Burning Bridges blog network Indiegogo, which was a complete failure. And, yeah, so...
Before we start this...
Look at her fedora. She is a complete failure.
Yeah. Before we start this, I just want to say I am a feminist. I think a woman should be able to make a sandwich anywhere she wants.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, good input.
All right, so this chick... her and her transgender girlfriend, basically
boyfriend,
were getting harassed online, and so her transgender girlfriend decided to write a song which was a parody of TikTok by Kesha. This chick decided to sing it. So yeah, brace yourself, boys. Mm-hmm. Starting at 0, 3, 2, 1.
Everyone, so my partner Alex, in response to yet another Twitter whatever from Dawkins, decided to write a fun song, and on Alex's behalf, I'm here singing it. So I hope you enjoy Dick Doc.
She has a goddamn horse mouth.
Alex Gonzalez. With apologies to Kesha. Wake up in the morning feeling like being shitty. Grab my biceps, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit the twitty. Before I leave, flex my gob for the upcoming smack. Cause when I leave Twitter shite, I ain't thinking Mac. I'm talking classism for my bros. Racism on the down low. Sexism for my Joe blows. Drop topping, playing my favorite DVs. Advocating for patriarchy. Getting all kinds of piss.
Pause.
Deacon, go grab your goddamn gun.
Please.
Shit.
Somebody slap that bitch.
Advocating for the patriarchy. All right, picking up 56. 3, 2, 1.
Don't stop, make it Fox. White boys blow my paycheck up tonight. I'm a fight with people who are more right. Dick Doc on the clock, so the trolling don't stop, no. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it Fox. White boys blow my paycheck up tonight. I'm a fight with people who are more right. Dick Doc on the clock, so the trolling don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh.
I want to punch her in the tits.
The entire
The good news is it's a big target. So
the entire time I'm just thinking of my Down syndrome girl.
My country boner, it won't go down.
Right, book 32, 3, 2, 1.
Got no good thoughts in my noggin, but I'm already here. And now the SJ's lining up because they heard all my blather. But I say some more awfulness so they know I don't matter. I'm talking about constantly saying bunk, bunk up, famous for schooling, monks, monks. Now I'm tweeting ableism for fun, fun. Now we stop when a thinking work's done or the feminists shout at me, me. Feminists shout at me, me. Feminists shout at me. Don't stop, make it Fox. White boys blow my paycheck up tonight. I'm a fight with people who are more right. Tick tock on the clock, so the trolling don't stop, no. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh, pause. Oh, oh, don't.
You know, it's pretty sad that Lonnie is better at writing lyrics.
Ooh.
Just saying.
You know, just by looking at her, I feel like if you tried to fuck her, it'd be like a beatbox sound.
Like Dougie Fresh, like No, in all honesty, like that's the thing. She's it's funny because she's, you know, she runs a blog, she's a feminist, but she's got an Amazon wish list.
And it's public.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Things on it include a wheelchair and like various, you know, things for said wheelchair, a bunch of fucking anime DVDs. Yeah.
Okay. Don't be shooting down anime.
What's the wheelchair for?
Because she claims to be disabled.
Oh.
She suffers from very bad arthritis.
So apparently she's just obese and has trouble walking.
Basically.
I was half expecting you to have her wish list pulled up.
I am happy about that this video only has 1,140 views.
Yeah, well, she's got like 10 different channels. So, but yeah, they tried to start a blog network on Indiegogo and it didn't work.
Why'd you go Bay Margera on that one?
Fucking haggard ass Indiegogo didn't work. She couldn't even buy a purple Lambo. Oh man.
But I'm pretty sure that purple shirt could fit a Lambo.
it's a car cover. Not even a shirt.
She got the car cover off the Lambo.
Yeah.
I felt kind of bad the other day because one of my, well, now he's not one of my employees.
You
but,
feel bad? Don't ever fucking lie like that again.
All right. So I said something really funny but kind of fucked up, and one of the bigger guys at my store was like, can you order me some shirts that are a little bigger? Now we got to start tucking them in. Because when we're supposed to start tucking our shirts in now, you know, his gut was just pulling his at his neck. He's like, it hurts. He said, I never tucked my shirt in. I wasn't raised like this. Those were his words. But he said, can you order me a bigger shirt? I said, I can't order the canvas to a Humvee. He just stopped. He's like, oh. I was like, oh.
Were you hoping he was going to try to come back at you?
I was hoping for something, but that one just kind of hit him.
You're terrible, you mean now.
It just hit him right in the feels.
But you know what's worse than that, though? When people are calling you a homo on the internet.
I don't have to do it on the internet. Hey, Chris, you're a fucking homo.
Well, which is funny because I was about to make a reference saying, are we about to watch something about Chris Crocker?
No. Chris Crocker's not even on YouTube anymore, man.
Oh.
All right, so...
Was that the Mr. Lion kid?
No, that's the Leave Britney Alone motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a listen, shall we? This guy got really mad because people were calling him a homo on the internet. 3, 2, 1.
Hello, everybody. A lot of people on YouTube, you're calling me a homo all because one user on YouTube called me one. That doesn't give you the right to call me a homo. You're only calling me a homo because that Blue Summer posted a video, and you know, we've been sending each other private messages.
Pause.
With how wide that kid's mouth opens, he's going to make a good homo.
What do you think private messages were about?
Someone needs to tell him his eyes need to fit better on his fucking face.
Right? They're really...
It's like his eyes are trying to, like, spend time away from each other.
He's got eyes like Hey Arnold.
It might be with light, but one eye is here, one eye is here.
They need to get Uma Thurman's eye wrangler to come take care of him.
Picking up at 21. 3, 2, 1.
And... we became friends, and he called me a homo. He copied and pasted one of my videos, and he called me a homo, and You're just on his side. Why don't you just leave me alone?
It if is you're gonna call me a homo, shit, yeah. then...
Aw, upside down syndrome.
I don't know what to say. If you're gonna call me a homo, then back off. A lot of you people are making edited versions of my videos and copying and pasting my videos, and I will not have it. Got it. Stop calling me
this
a homo.
This video is my final solution to my problem.
This just goes to show natural selection is not working fast enough.
No, it's not.
He's like, I'm 13 years old and I'm still a virgin. I've never even kissed a girl. And I will slaughter all of them. They need to be reduced to mountains of skulls and rivers of blood.
But speaking of terrible, we will be right back on the Church Absurd. We have a false co-ad, so we'll be just in. It'll be back in just a moment.
We gotta air out the recording studio since Deacon just fucking shit himself.
Oh, that's like the third time.
Yeah, basically.
Y'all just ain't hurt.
We'll be right back.
Hey, loser! Are you sleeping on a comfortable mattress? How can you call yourself a real man? When you're sleeping, you shouldn't be comfortable. It should just serve the bare minimum purpose. That's why Falsco has put out the new Man's Mattress. Made with only the finest quality cinder blocks, straw, and pig entrails. It's definitely the right mattress for any type of movie star or action hero. Don't believe me? Ask one of our satisfied customers.
Well, I mean, it's not really that comfortable.
Shut up, pussy! Buy now and receive a free quart of drinkable motor oil. You don't think your wife will like it? Divorce her. Is your family complaining because they don't like it? Kill them. Plan on having a guest over and you want them to be comfortable, but they're complaining that they don't like the man's mattress? Sacrifice their soul to Satan. And now it's time for some subliminal messaging. This is the yell for rest of my voice, zombie, sir, I'm saying that my head and y'all was like your man's freaking. Pick up your new man's mattress from Falsco today. It's only the price of your eternal soul and manhood. Available now for only $6,000.
And we are back for the final time of this episode to the Church Absurd. Your host, Reverend Jess, joined by Deacon Sam and Cardinal Chris.
I'm not proud of you for having
me. All right. So, we're going to finish this off with Chris giving a dramatic reading.
Fuck.
And
why?
Because, you know, I mean,
I don't want to sound like Hank Hill again.
Come on, get that gingerbread.
Yeah, you got to get that gingerbread, bro. So
what the fuck?
So he's gonna read this lovely song. Basically, he's gonna provide a dramatic reading, and yeah, it's. I mean, we gotta set the mood, obviously. So, all right. So, are you ready, Chris?
No, because it's by Torso Fucked. I'd rather be by Anal Cunt.
you haven't earned Anal Cunt lyrics. All right, let's get this started. Please make sure you read the title of the song and everything like that before you get started.
I don't want to say those words. Fucking raped by elephants.
Bye.
By Torso Fucked.
From the album
Erotic Rhea Fantasy?
Yes.
I'm just glad I read that right, because I... What the fuck?
Yep. Alright, go ahead.
I was visiting Africa 2 months ago. My goal was to see all the wild animals.
Hold on. It's supposed to be a dramatic reading.
Okay? I'm not dramatic.
Slow down a
little
bit.
You have to slow it down. Give some...
I'm trying to get it over with, goddamn it.
Not so fast.
I'm trying to bite the pillow and get it over with.
No. Bite the pillow because I'm going in dry. But
what's that full quote?
It's better not shout, better not cry. Bite that pillow, honey. I'm going in dry. All right. So you're giving a dramatic reading. We got to train him. Basically,
see, I was visiting in Africa 2 months ago.
Yeah, you have
my
to do
goal.
It, you have to do it like
was
how
to
Sam
see
does.
All those wild animals and their penises.
Right. All right. So we're gonna start over. And
wait, wild animals in Africa. What's the name for that, Sam?
Human beings.
Goddamn right.
You.
He was going to say a racial slur, but not anymore.
I was going to say All right.
Chris, are you ready?
Just channel your inner William Shatner for this. Yeah. And try not to think of the N-word.
But don't do a fucking William Shatner impression.
I was about to.
I was visiting in Africa. And I thought, I'm too big for this country.
All right.
Raped by Elephants by Torso Fucked on the album Erotic Diary of Fantasy.
Slow down.
I was visiting in Africa 2 months ago. My goal was to see all those wild animals. Most excited I was when I came close to elephants. They were so big and somehow so scary. Something happened when I snapped a picture. Three elephants surrounded me. One of them ripped off all my clothes with his big muscular trunk. The second elephant came on me and started to spread my buttocks with its huge trunk. I was making a joke. I didn't know that was in there. Fuck. Yeah.
Continue.
You gotta get back down to where... There it is. I screamed in agony when I felt it started to shove up my ass. Third elephant forced me to take its giant cock in my mouth. I kind of sound like... I sucked like a whore while I was ass-fucked by an elephant trunk. After all, it wasn't too bad at all. It took only about 10 minutes and cock in my mouth started to come. Grammar, bitches! Extremely... I'm going to restart that one. It took only about 10 minutes and cock in my mouth started to come. Extremely huge load of elephant sperm filled my throat and spurted all over my face because the fucking elephant made me have an angry dragon moment. I was completely fucked up, but elephants had one more thing to do. All three of them huffed and puffed shits on me. Then they left me alone with my ripped asshole. I'll never go to Africa again. But beautiful. Still, bless all the rains down in Africa.
Beautiful.
All right.
That was beautiful. All right, now it's Sam's turn.
So I decided to take a couple pages out of Sam's book and just ad-lib a lot of shit.
Yeah, just ad-lib some more gay shit in there.
Yeah. It's Sam's turn.
So what do you think, better than my last reading?
Yeah, definitely.
Because y'all have already broke my self-esteem. I just don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah,
y'all ruined it with Slenderman's testicular manslaughter. Wasn't there a whole fucking movie about that by Lorena Bobbitt?
Yes, exactly. No, that was just a biography. All right, so let's see. I think some Vivaldi would be good.
The doctor said it was a traumatic brain injury. I was brutally attacked from behind
by elephants.
Not anymore.
All right.
I'll never go to Africa again, I thought.
All right.
Not anymore. I'm going back.
Are you ready, Sam?
Round two.
Oh, bitches. I'm ready.
All right.
Let's get weird. Testicular Manslaughter. On the album To Serve a Man.
By
Cattle Decapitation. To begin, perpetual multiplier, procreating bastard. Ever had your gonads smashed by a ball-peen hammer? Ever been forced into a vasectomy by an axe-wielding homivore? Do you know the word pain? You will when the mallet falls, again and again and again and again. I have a shotgun aimed at your testicles to shred your testes and sever adjacent vesicles. Cold vengeance on a rapist. Immediate testicular shapeshift. Your manhood disintegrates and the stream starts to flow. A shimmering mix of spermatozoa and blood. Another human off the face of the earth. A new vagina to replace its absence of girth. It rubs the feces on its skin or else it gets the hammer again. Torture through blunt castration. Slaughter. Repeated testicular emaciation. For your gross misconduct, the tables are rightfully turned. The urethra now a bile duct. The frayed ends of karma are burned. A gaping gash of reproduction. Seminal waste of testosterone that ceases to function. Asexual freak. No longer of the male persuasion. You miserable heap of disfigurementation. Bring thousands of victims vengeance and elation. Sulfur and buckshot decimating your crotch.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
I really put some soul in
two notes on this.
Okay.
For one, it sounds like it was written by a fucking feminist.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Wait, did her transgender partner write this?
Yeah.
In all honesty, though.
And it makes me think of Death Clock.
I ejaculate fire.
Yeah. In all honesty,
release the kitties.
In all honesty, though, I like this new segment.
Yes, I do too.
Alrighty, folks. Well, that is going to do it for this episode of
Y'all
the
Church
of Sir.
Y'all are the reason why I want to drink so fucking much.
Well, that is going to do it for this episode of the Church Absurd. Be sure to follow all the Fat Lulz radio shows, including the Fickle Fanboy with RPM, the Designated Drinkers, the Unseriously Serious podcast, and the associated shows Robin Slim and From the Bottom. Also, keep in mind, if you want to contribute to our network...
Rape!
If you want to contribute to our network, be sure to get involved with the League of Infuriated Nerds. We really want to get that involved and get that going. Also,
hit me up on Twitter at HangryPitbull.
And hit me up at RevJess under FO Radio.
And hit Chris right in the nuts.
He is a streamer.
I like it.
Chris does some streaming. You can find him at...
Look at my old streams at Amoratsu Hell 19 on Twitch and Mixer.
And look at my streams when I'm in the bathroom standing over the toilet.
All right, but never cross the streams. Yeah. But yeah, so thank you very much for listening to you guys. Just remember, you know, be sure to share the episode with a friend if you enjoyed it. We appreciate any new congregation members that we get. So yeah, and also Deacon Sam's Love, we haven't heard from you in a minute, so give us a message. You know, we want to hear from you.
I'm starting to feel kind of left out and a little neglected.
Yeah. You know,
maybe I'll turn you into a fucking lampshade.
I have a shotgun aimed at your testicles.
Sulfur and buckshot.
Yeah. I'm so confused.
We'll tell you about it.
Okay.
Episode 24. Listen to that. Anyway.
All right.
But yeah, other than that, folks, we will see you next time on your weekly service of The Church Absurd. Until next time, folks, this is The Church Absurd saying go in peace
and tear the world to pieces!
This has been a Fat Lulz Radio production. To hear more shows like this, go to soundcloud.com/FatLulzRadio. I'm literally going to fucking kill you.
Hey, at least I did that when you were going through editing space.
So fucking sick of your racist fucking bullshit.
Record this.
Look at that shit. Okay. I fucking am, you fucking retard. I'm so sick of you fucking dropping the M-bomb because I have to edit this shit, and I'm sitting here for hours and hours and hours, and meanwhile, Kim Tome, she wants to talk to me, and I'm sitting here trying to listen for every fucking time you drop the M-bomb because I gotta fucking cut it out, and you're killing me.
M-bomb. What is M-bomb there?
There you go! That's a fucking takeout! You fucking lousy ass!
Don't take it out, just bleep it!
It's harder when you got music playing over because you just have a bleep taking out everything! That's the thing! It's fucking tough, man! You're making my life harder! I fucking hate you! I hope you crash when you're traveling somewhere on your new job!
But what, is this all over?
Yeah, alright, are you done? Blast session over?
Yeah.
Good. You son of a bitch! You're sitting here, you're constantly saying it. I'm